If I traded it all, if I
welcome back, everyone. My next guest is also calling in from another state. I don't know, everybody that calls in, they call on cell phones now, and it's kind of hard. But I have with me Jessa Parker. She's a certified professional dog trainer, and she's the head trainer for Arizona Dog Sports for their service dog trainers. Welcome to the show. You got to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Thank you.
So that's basically it. I am a professional service dog trainer. I specialize in mobility assistance dogs and diabetic alert dogs for type 1 diabetics. But I train service dogs for a wide variety of needs and disabilities.
Now, when somebody has a dog that is not behaving, okay, would they would call Arizona Dog Sports and they can help them with that? Is that the reason? Or what else do you do?
Absolutely. Arizona Dog Sports has a variety of things available that can help you if you want to take a fun, you know, class with your dog, from agility to, you know, tri-ball. But they can also help you with behavioral issues. And now we can also assist you in doing owner-assisted training of a service dog. And they also have therapy dog classes as well.
That's really neat. So their website is azdogsports with an S. .com, mm-hmm. And you can also call them. Their phone number is 602-237. I got it. 602-237-6775. You can call them. If somebody has a dog that they think could be a service dog, does it take a special kind of, what are you looking for?
Absolutely. It takes a very special kind of dog. So if someone has a disability and they feel that a dog could do something to mitigate that disability or to help improve their independence, then a service dog may be a great fit for them. But finding the right dog is really crucial. We're looking for a very specific temperament. It's not really so much about the breed of the dog. It's about the dog's ability to do the work that its partner needs and the dog's temperament to be able to be calm and under control in lots of crazy different public environments. And that's the really tricky part. That's something that I actually do as a trainer at AZ Dog Sports. I go with my clients and help them temperament test and select a good working service dog candidate.
So what's the difference between a therapy dog and a service dog's? Is it their emotional support?
That's a great question.
Okay.
So there's three kind of designations that are getting tossed around. That's service dog, emotional support animal, and therapy dog. The biggest difference between the three types of dogs is the training that that dog does has, or the training that dog has on itself, and the what that dog does for people. So a service dog is specifically a dog who is trained in tasks to mitigate someone's disability. So that dog helps one person to lead a more independent life in some way. The other thing, our therapy dogs are often beloved pets who their owner has gone through additional training so that they can take their dog to do visitation and go to places where they've been invited, like hospitals, schools, nursing homes. And emotional support animals are actually basically pets for someone who has a psychological disability, and it allows them, by having their pet essentially prescribed to them by their doctor, it allows them to live with their pet, even in non-pet-friendly housing, and allows them to fly with their pet on an airplane.
So let me
but
ask
emotional
you,
support animals don't have public access.
So let me ask you this, okay? Are there breeds that are better for being a service dog than others?
To some extent, it does depend on what type of service work. So, for example, for mobility assistance, we usually like larger dogs that are taller and can reach things and support their partner. But for something like hearing alert, where the dog alerts you to sounds, if you are deaf or hard of hearing, a small dog may work great for that. So it really does, but classically, we use Labradors and Golden Retrievers.
Okay. Now, can any dog be trained for this type of service?
It depends for sure, not necessarily. A lot of dogs can learn to do tasks at home. It is a lot more rare to have a dog who can stay calm, stay under control, and then do tasks for their partner in a public place or around a crowd.
Sure. Now, I have a question for somebody that's listening to this right now that says, you know, I would really like my dog to be able to do that. Maybe they could. What is the best thing for them to do? Do they call? Do you do a consultation with them? How does it work?
Absolutely. So they have a lot of options. The best thing to do is call us at AZ Dog Sports and discuss, you know, what they are needing from a dog. Maybe if they have a prospect already, can evaluate that dog for them and help put them on the right course. And we can also just assist them in really understanding what a service dog looks like. And we also offer courses for people who are interested in getting a service dog if they go through, you know, any way. We basically will teach you everything you need to know about being a service dog handler or having your dog trained.
Now, the phone number to call them is 602-237-6775. You could also check them out on their website. It's azdogsports with an S. .com. Now, for the what kind of services do the dogs train for?
So I primarily train mobility-assisted dogs. These are dogs who help their partners balance. They pick up dropped items. They can turn light switches on and off, help you getting dressed and undressed. I also train diabetic alert dogs for type 1 diabetics. Those dogs are trained to scent on your blood glucose level and alert you if your blood sugar were to drop out of a safe range. And then we also provide assistance for a wide variety of service work. It really just depends on what the client's needs are and what their disability looks like.
Ken, how about if somebody comes to your business, you know, with a service dog? What is appropriate for them to do?
So the only way to really tell if a service dog is a service dog is by its behavior. Businesses, if they can't tell just by looking, they're legally allowed to ask two questions. So they can ask, is this a service dog required because of a disability, to which the handler should simply say yes. And then they can ask, what tasks is your dog trained to perform? And so a handler may say something like, oh, this is my mobility assistance dog. He's trained to help me in tasks that aid my mobility, right? And other than that, it's all about behavior. Something that's really crucial for businesses to know is that a service dog has to be calm and under control. And the handler has to keep their dog under control. So if a service dog is out of control, is barking excessively, has an accident, damages property, or behaves in a threatening way.
Sounds like my dog.
Right? Then a business has every right to ask that person to please remove the dog from their business.
Sure.
I often encourage business owners to offer a way to complete their business. So you could approach someone who maybe has a dog who doesn't appear to be well-trained, and say, I'm so sorry, you know, but your dog is not currently under control. Could you please remove your dog and I can have an associate help you finish your shopping?
Now, but
right? Things like that.
Yeah, but AZ Dog Sports will help a dog that is like maybe out of control and you just want it to be trained.
Absolutely.
As well as if you might want to have your dog be a service dog. And again, you really won't know. You said that you do Labradors and what was it? What was the other?
Well, Golden Retrievers, but yeah,
anyone.
I also trained a Papillon to be a service dog.
That's awesome.
A wide variety of breeds.
So again, the only way that you're going to know is by finding out. You can ask them. Their phone number to call, it's 602-237-6775, and their website is azdogsports.com. So a person can't train their dog themselves to be a professional. They're not professional, so they couldn't train them themselves, correct?
Actually, in America, the American with Disabilities Act is the law that recognizes your right to use a service dog as medical equipment, and the law is written specifically so that you absolutely can train your own service dog. However, your average person is going to need assistance to do this right and to make sure that the dog actually is useful to you in public and that it's a good working life for the dog. So that's something that we look at. We look at the whole partnership and make sure that everyone's enjoying their job.
Absolutely. Now, where can someone get the training?
AZ Dog Sports is a great place to start. Also to work with, you know, certified trainers. I'm a certified professional dog trainer, knowledge assessed. That's something great to look for. But really just to get started talking to a dog trainer and then finding a dog trainer that's closest to you and has service dog experience, and also ideally a trainer who may know something about your disability that's going to help them to help train your dog the best.
Now,
and
I have
that's actually a big part of what I do.
I have a question here that just says the American Disabilities Act with a question mark. What did you want to say? We have less than a minute. Go ahead.
No problem. Just that the ADA is the law that governs your right to have a service dog in public with you. So that's basically the law that allows people to take their dog out into public once it's fully trained as a working service dog.
Well,
and
you
so
can't do it yourself.
It's the most important law for business owners.
As far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't do it yourself. You want to make sure that it's done
mm-hmm.
correctly. Whether your dog
yeah,
just
needs to be assisted.
Absolutely. Whether your dog just needs a little bit of obedience, agility, if you want it to be a service dog, have it done correctly. Give them a call. Their phone number is 602-237-6775. You can check them out on their website. It's azdogsports with an S.com.